Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of An Empty Cup by Sarah Price, performed by Terry Clark Linden. To all the people impacted by the hardship of depression, whether it is consuming a friend, a family member, or even you, for those who are personally affected, may the black cloud lift and the glory of God shine down on you. Sarah Price. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts, verse 20, chapter 35, King James Version. Prologue. Rosanna sighed and leaned against the white pillar holding up the sagging roof of her wraparound porch. She felt as weary as the house and porch looked, both of which were in desperate need of fresh paint. The fence also needed to be painted and fixed. The horse kept wandering into the mule's paddock. Given that it was already autumn, she knew Timothy wouldn't get to any of the repairs this year. She was as resigned to this as she was to the fact that she lived in a loveless marriage. Staring at the two-story red barn across the driveway, Rosanna watched as the sun rose behind it, the sky slowly transforming from dark blues to hues of red and orange. She heard the dogs bark from their kennel. A stray cat ran around the back corner of the barn, the likely cause of the interest from the dogs. It disappeared down the driveway in the direction of the road. Unlike most Amish farms, their property was long and rectangular, the driveway cutting the land almost in half. The fields were closer to the road, while the house and outbuildings were tucked far in the back. The horse and buggy had to travel down the long driveway, which cut through the middle of two crop fields, in order to get to the house and barn. Bordering the back of the property were the paddocks from the horse, mules, and cows facing south, and the family's garden behind the house. On the western side, another road ran behind the fields and barn. It was a strange layout for a farm, and Rosanna wasn't particularly fond of the garden's location. She felt it was too close to the main entrance of the house. As a result, every time she hung laundry or helped with morning chores, she was constantly passing it and reminded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?